We've been reading and studying the story of Naomi and Ruth. Naomi has suffered hardship after hardship, famine, loss of loved ones, facing the prospect of poverty, and now she has this daughter-in-law that she has to take care of as well. It has not been a good season of life for Naomi, and she describes her life as one of bitterness. She has nothing to offer herself any hope and nothing to offer Ruth either, the least of which would be a young man to marry. But we get a ray of light in the first chapter from her daughter-in-law when Ruth declares, "I will be loyal to you, Naomi. I will be loyal to your people. I'm leaving behind my family and the ways of the Moabite people. Your God is now my God, and I will serve him, and I will be committed to him until the day that I die." So she and her daughter-in-law, Ruth, return to Naomi's hometown while the town begins to buzz with her return and also the work of getting things in order for the beginning of barley season. So Ruth strikes out to find some food, and she just happened to find favor in one man's field who just happened to be a relative of her mother-in-law. And it just so happened that that relative comes to visit his fields and notice the foreign woman. And being a man of integrity and righteousness, a worthy man, he not only allowed Ruth to work in his field, gathering up scraps as a widow and foreigner, he also prayed over her that God would bless her because she had taken refuge under the wings of God. And we might think that this would be a great spot to end the story. But the credits don't roll at this point. The story continues, and this man, Boaz, we see is not just a nice man, but a man of compassion and a man of immense generosity, a man who loves the word and the law of God. And when Ruth gets back home to Naomi and starts telling Naomi where she has been, what she's been doing, and with whom she's been, Naomi's heart begins to beat a little bit faster, and a glimmer of light begins to beam through her eyes. She lifts her head towards heaven and she says, "God's kindness has not forsaken us. He has not forsaken his word or his people." Naomi is not just praising God for providing food. She's praising God because Ruth just so happened to fall into the farm of a relative of theirs. So when Naomi discovers that Ruth has been in the field of Boaz, her relative, her heart and her mind race to this Old Testament biblical principle of a kinsman redeemer. Surely, because of his generosity and being a man of righteousness, Boaz will redeem Naomi by marrying Ruth and taking both of them under his wing. So, Ruth works in Boaz's field for the rest of the barley season, but nothing seems to happen. No advances, no conversations between Ruth and Boaz, no flirting, no marriage in sight. This is the tension in this part of the story. Will Naomi and Ruth live out the rest of their lives as old maids, poor widows? Or is there going to be some type of redemption? But as it is left, hope is fading because Boaz's humility or his modesty has not allowed him to approach Ruth. And now it is the end of the harvest, and there has been nothing said about Ruth staying in the fields beyond the harvest. Well, to catch how this story ends, you'll have to join us next week on Day by Day. Or better yet, go read it yourself in the Bible. As you pray today, please remember Milan Bulak, our missionary in the Czech Republic. And also remember the Burmese Life Word broadcast heard throughout Burma.